We all want to have a long life. If that wasn't so, then why there are so many books about how to achieve that, gyms to work for that, along with endless powders and pills to swallow, so you can have that longevity. In the early books of the Bible, we read of numerous people living for hundreds of years. Adam is said to have lived for 930 years, Methuselah 969 years, Noah made it to 950 years. There's actually debate among Bible scholars about those ages. Some say they are what they are. Others say they're a result of a tradition, I guess you'd call it back in those days, of multiplying someone's age based upon their perceived wisdom or importance, which is pretty close to something we still do today. We come across a 10-year-old girl who shows above-average intelligence or maturity, and we say she's 10, going on 35. Well, be that as it may, God actually sets the benchmark for human life. We find this in Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, and the Lord said, "My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Now, do we all make it to 120? No, we do not. That's why we see when those who come close, at least, receive special attention on each one of their birthdays, because we want to know what their secret is. Well, there is no secret. If you want to have a long life, the Bible is the one and only book to reach for. Let's start with your diet. The book of Leviticus in the Old Testament has God providing guidance for this idea. There's Leviticus chapter 11, verse 3. "Among the animals, whatever divides the hoof, having cloven hooves, and chewing the cud, that you may eat." There's a don't that's taught by God in Leviticus chapter 11, verse 7. "And the swine, though it divides the hoof, having cloven hooves, yet does not chew the cud, is unclean to you." Then we move forward to chapter 11, verse 9. "These you may eat of all that are in the water, whatever in the water has fins and scales, whether in the seas or in the rivers, that you may eat." Which, well, sounds like very sound diet advice for today, doesn't it? There's the need for a purpose in life. That comes through having a place to do work. So let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 22. "So I perceived that nothing is better than a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his heritage. For who can bring him to see what will happen after him?" Think about this. How often have we seen an older entertainer, for an example, have to stop their work because of their health or being pushed out due to their age, and they don't really last much longer after their career is brought to a forced end? What else can shorten your life? Well, there's worry. Oh, yeah, we're all good at that, aren't we? Yet Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 27, "Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature?" Along with worry, you can add lying, anger, any other related ungodly action that will shorten your physical longevity. There's an importance in obedience to these and other lessons the Word of God gives us when it comes to how we conduct ourselves in our, albeit temporary, physical life. It determines what our eternal spiritual life will be. John reveals in Revelation chapter 20, verse 12, "And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books." And in verses 14 and 15, we read, "Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire." This is the second death, "and anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Doesn't sound like a tough choice, does it?